At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Hot on the heels of the news of Gary Russell's return for his third season, this player is back for his eighth campaign and inching ever closer to a testimonial. It is, of course, the last man standing from the Bruce Richardson team of 2010-11, and let's face it, it wouldn't be a Brayhead Clan team without him. So it's time to talk to Matt Haywood, who joins me on the line right now. Welcome back, Matt. Here we are, about to discuss your eighth year at the club. Can you believe it's been that long since you first came to Glasgow to join this team?
Absolutely not. Thanks for having me back. No, absolutely not. Time flies. Time definitely flies. And of came as a young kid and not so young anymore.
Well, I said you've pretty much grown up with the team, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Like I said, I came as a young 18, 19-year-old and now I'm a 26-year-old father and I don't think it could be any more poles apart, but yeah, obviously headed in the best direction ever. So
good. And of course, we're facing a possibility. We've got a new coach coming in. You know, and it's not an entirely new experience for you when you think back to the first couple of seasons at the club with all the excitement and the fervour. You've seen this movie before, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I've nearly forgot what it's like because it's been. I think we had like six in 3 or 4 years, something before Ryan came, and obviously he's been there for 4 years. But yeah, it should be. It's good. I think it's heading in the right direction. And what I've heard about Mr. Tripp is he likes his hard work and he rewards his hard working guys. So I think that's what I want. And it's definitely what the fans will want. I know that. So yeah, hoping it'll be a good season.
What was your reaction to the news that John Tripp would be the new coach and of course working with a man you know well, Brendan Brooks?
Yeah. I obviously didn't really know much about the coach, but obviously when it comes out, you research it, and seems like he's got very good references, and everyone speaks very highly of him, and I've heard that he's very fitness orientated, and if a guy like Paul Gardner's saying good things about someone, then I'm going to take that man's word for it.
Absolutely. And of course, each coach has their own style they want to put on the team. You've talked about the hard work that John wants to put on the team as well. But are you excited at what John might bring other than the hard work element?
I am, actually. He's obviously got some good contacts. He's obviously got a very good CV himself. He's played in the NHL and played numerous years in Germany and even for the German national team. So I think I was speaking to Gareth and he was telling me the way that John likes to play, and it sounds like it's going to be a perfect fit for the way that I want the team to go and the way that the fans would like it to go, because I'm pretty sure there's not going to be enough night this year. There's no nights where people just turn up and be there. I think it's going to make everybody work hard for that logo in front of the jersey.
Now, you obviously love being here in Scotland and in Glasgow, of course, Matty. We touched upon the fact this is going to be your eighth season. But what does Brayhead Clan mean to you now compared to when you first arrived?
Oh yeah, it means a hell of a lot more. It's a life for me and my family now. It's just part of the norm that I'm just used to going to work down the road and really really enjoy my time while I'm at the rink, and it's nice to be in a familiar place with people I know and having guys come to me for advice on where to go and. Just odd little things, and it's nice to be like the guy that like is this look like I feel like I'm pretty loyal, and I know the fans appreciate loyalty, and I can't thank them enough for what they've done for me over the years.
I think I know the answer is going to be to the next question. I know the fans would absolutely love you to get a testimonial in a couple of years. Is that a thought you've entertained slightly? Or are you trying to block all that out and just concentrate on the task?
Funny you should say that, actually. the contract I have signed is a 3-year contract. Wow. with my testimonial in it. So
good.
I think it's all but confirmed. So hopefully get yourself down.
There we go. You heard it here first. Matt Haywood and a testimonial. But in general, there's a lot of changes around the league as well, not just around the club. We've got 3 conferences instead of 2. 2 more teams have come in as well. So does that make the new campaign something to look forward to as well when you see what? Not only that, you've got the different signings coming in around the league as well. It's going to be quite a season, I think.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's good to shake things up, and I'm a big fan of the conference system, how it's looking, and I feel that Milton Keynes and Guildford are going to come in as strong teams. They're not just going to come in and find the feet. They've both made a few good signings and are looking pretty strong already, and it'll be good to play in there because I haven't played there for 9 years now, so it'll be good to go back there and see some old faces and play in those arenas again.
And just to finish off, it's a question I'll ask everybody. What are your plans for the next couple of months then? We're a good bit before we have to get into the business of a season. So what's the plan for you?
Plan is I'm going to Canada next week.
Oh, good.
For a few weeks. And then when I get back, I will be in the gym, working, and in the gym.
Is that just in case the coach is listening?
No, obviously spending time with my daughter and my family, and
of course,
and yeah, but getting myself back in shape for the season coming up, definitely.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.